In boys basketball play, it was AHSTEW defeating at Tri-Center 63-36. Adair Casey over Charter Oak Ute 38-27. ADM beat Boone 61-59 in overtime. Ankeny Christian Academy over Orient Maxburg 73-35. Atlantic a big win last night over Denison Schleswig 70-57. Audubon over Logan Magnolia 80-62. Bedford beat Southeast Warren 57-22. Carlisle over Carroll 79-66. Clarinda Academy beat East Mills 74-53. Coon Rapids Bayard over Cam 58-42. Councilbus Abraham Lincoln beat Creston 63-55. It was Earlham over West Central Valley of Stewart 82-31. Essex over Heartland Christian 60-53. Exira EHK beat Glidden Ralston 48-43. Glenwood over Kemper Catholic 58-41. A game you heard here on KJN saw Grizzle defeat Riverside 63-30 in boys play. Harlan was a winner over St. Albert 72-48. IKM Manning beat Missouri Valley 68-44. Interstate 35 was a winner over Lenox 73-54. Lewis Central beat Clarinda 82-34. Mount Air beat Martinsdale St. Mary's 53-44. Nishnabotna over Stanton 52-34. Nottoway Valley beat Pleasantville 66-54 as Jackson Lamb led the way for Nottoway Valley with 32 points. Peyton Chardin beat Bowyer Valley 69-42. Perry over Winterset 60-54. Red Oak top Shenandoah 61-51. Trainer 61-43 over Underwood. Woodward Granger beat Guthrie Center 64-37. And in the Lord Central Catholic Tournament, it was Council Bus Thomas Jefferson defeating Lewiston, Nebraska 58-38. In girls basketball play, game you heard here on KJN last night, Griswold beat Riverside 41-33 as the Tigers made some plays late there to get that victory. It was a tight game throughout. Also, Atlantic defeating Denison Schleswig 57-52 in girls hoops. Other girls scores, Adair Casey over Charter Oak Ute 38-27. Bedford beat Southeast Warren 59-32. Cam over Coon Rapids Bayard 35-32. Carlisle beat Carroll 69-25. East Mills over Clarinda Academy 52-10. Essex beat Heartland Christian 63-27. Exira EHK over Glidden Ralston 63-36. Fremont Mills beat Sydney 60-26. It was Harlan over St. Albert 47-24. IKM Manning beat Missouri Valley 80-47. Also was I-35 over Lenox 59-17. Kemper Catholic beat Glenwood 67-55. Lewis Central over Clarinda 67-29. Logan Magnolia over Audubon 61-47. Martinsdale St. Mary's over Mount Air 45-41. Perry beat Winterset 53-46. Red Oak over Shenandoah 42-29. Trainer beat Underwood 67-25. Tri-Center over AHSTW 49-43. West Central Valley of Stewart a 75-46 win over Earlham. Woodward Granger beat Guthrie Center 47-29. And in the Lord Central Catholic Tournament, it was Council Bus Thomas Jefferson over Lewiston, Nebraska 39-27. That's a look at all your high school basketball scores from Friday night's play. Three people with Iowa connections are getting Hall of Fame recognition in pro and college football. Cedar Rapids native Kurt Warner, who played college football at Northern Iowa and went on to a storybook pro career that took him from the Iowa Barnstormers, NFL Europe, and the St. Louis Rams, is on the list for enshrinement in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Warner stepped in after an injury and took the Rams to a Super Bowl win and was named MVP. He appeared in two more Super Bowls with the Rams and Arizona Cardinals, losing both games in the final seconds. The pro football class will be announced on January 31st. The 2015 College Football Hall of Fame class just announced includes Trev Alberts, who played at Northern University High School in Cedar Falls before going on to Nebraska. Kansas State coach Bill Schneider is also in the class. Schneider came to the University of Iowa as an assistant to Hayden Fry in 1979. He stayed for 10 years and helped turn around the Hawkeye program before going to K-State and creating one of the best resurrection jobs and sustained successful programs in the country. Taking a look at scores from last night's play in the NBA, it was Indiana over Boston in overtime, 107-103. Atlanta beat Detroit, 106-103. Philadelphia top Brooklyn, 90-88. Washington over Chicago, 102-86. New Orleans beat Memphis, 106-95. Oklahoma City topped Utah, 99-94. It was Milwaukee beating Minnesota, 98-84. San Antonio got by Phoenix, 100-95. Denver over Sacramento, 118-108. Golden State beat Cleveland 112-94, and the Lakers beat Orlando 101-84. In the National Hockey League last night, it was the Islanders winning in overtime over New Jersey 3-2. as Tampa Bay also beat Buffalo 2-1. Toronto was a 5-2 winner over Columbus. Florida beat Calgary by a score of 6-5, and it was Edmonton topping Chicago 5-2. In top 25 women's college basketball, it was 11th-ranked Oregon State over Oregon 70-37, and 15th-ranked Stanford a 60-56 win over Washington. In other news from the NBA, the Phoenix Suns have acquired Brandon Wright from the Boston Celtics for a protected first-round draft pick. The 6'10 forward averaged 7.5 points, 3.6 rebounds, and 1.2 blocks in 35 games this season for Dallas and Boston. Wright came to Boston in the December 18th trade that sent guard Rajon Rondo to the Mavericks. Also, the Celtics pulled forward Jeff Green from their starting lineup on Friday while Boston tries to complete a three-team deal that would send him to Memphis. Green is averaging a team-best 17.6 points per game. Veteran Kenyon Martin has signed a 10-day contract to play for Milwaukee. The move reunites the forward with former New Jersey Nets teammate and current Milwaukee coach Jason Kidd. Also, the 76ers have suspended forward Andre Kirilenko for not reporting to the team after his trade from the Brooklyn Nets last month. It's not clear why Kirilenko hasn't joined the Sixers since the December 11th trade. The deal sent forward Brandon Davies to the Nets for Kirilenko, a second-round pick in the 2020 draft, and guard Jorge Gutierrez and cash. Kirilenko hasn't played since November 13th and has played sparingly in seven games this season. He has cited family matters as part of the reason for his absence. Roy Tarpley, the former Dallas Mavericks star center whose NBA career was cut short by drug abuse, has died. He was 50 years old. A Tarrant County medical examiner's report says Tarpley died Friday afternoon at Texas Health Arlington Memorial Hospital. No cause of death was given in the online report. In college football, Oregon wide receiver Darren Carrington has been suspended for the national championship game because of a failed NCAA drug test. That's according to a person with direct knowledge of the test results. The person told the AP that Carrington tested positive for marijuana. Team spokesman Andy McNamara confirmed that Carrington is not with the team, but would not indicate why. Carrington made his first career start in the victory over Arizona in the Pac-12 championship game, finishing with 7 catches for 126 yards and a touchdown. He also had 7 receptions for 166 yards and 2 touchdowns in Oregon's Rose Bowl victory over Florida State on January 1st. Texas A&M has released former starting quarterback Kenny Hill from his athletic scholarship. An Aggie spokesman confirmed reports of the release Friday but declined comment on media reports that Hill is intended to enroll at TCU. Hill led A&M to a 5-0 record last season but lost his job while turning the ball over 7 times during a 3-game losing streak. Former Ohio State coach Jim Tressel and Kansas State coach Bill Snyder have been selected for induction to the College Football Hall of Fame. The National Football Foundation announced a class of 15 players and 2 coaches to the Hall. Heisman Trophy winner Ricky Williams of Texas and Oklahoma linebacker Brian Bosworth were also selected. The Green Bay Packers list Aaron Rodgers as probable for Sunday's playoff game against the Dallas Cowboys. The Packers didn't practice Friday, but coach Mike McCarthy says Rodgers came through practice okay on Thursday and looked fine taking limited snaps. Rodgers suffered a strained left calf 3 weeks ago against Tampa Bay. He had to be carted to the locker room after aggravating the injury 2 weeks ago in the second quarter against Detroit before limping back onto the field in the third quarter to help beat the Lions and win the NFC North. Meanwhile, Dallas linebacker LaRondo McClain and defensive end Jeremy Mincy returned to practice Friday after missing the first 2 workouts of the week dealing with concussion-like symptoms following a wild-card win over Detroit. Coach Jason Garrett said both players had cleared concussion tests. And St. Louis has upped its bid to either keep the Rams or lure a new NFL team, unveiling plans for a new open-air football stadium on the banks of the Mississippi River, not far from the Gateway Arch. The 64,000-seat stadium would cost $860 million to $985 million, with construction beginning next year and ending by 2020. Under the plan, the NFL and the team would be responsible for up to half the cost of the stadium, while some funding would come from tax credits and other public financing. St. Louis is trying to avoid becoming a 2-time loser of NFL franchises as the Cardinals left for Arizona back in 1987. Also in college basketball here today, a lot on the top 25 slate, and that includes 17th-ranked Iowa State on the road at 14th-ranked West Virginia. That'll be a 7 o'clock Central tip time. That'll be televised on ESPN2. We'll also have high school basketball for you tonight here on KJN as Exira EHK travels to Adair Casey High School for a varsity doubleheader. The girls set to go at 6 o'clock, the boys at 7:30. We'll have it for you here on the air and on the web as well at KJN.com and live video on our TV page. That's a look at the latest sports here on KJN, sports brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.